Thanks for joining us as we continue praying through the Bible. Today, Numbers 16, verse 15. And Moses was very angry and said to the Lord, "Do not respect their offering. I have not taken one donkey from them and have not harmed one of them." So here's a question. How can we pray when we are angry, when we feel hurt or betrayed, when someone has wronged us? That's where Moses was in today's passage. A man named Korah rejected Moses and his leadership. Korah accused Moses of acting too high and mighty, of exalting himself above others. And Korah wasn't alone. 250, scripture says, well-known men of Israel joined in the false charges. So Moses appealed to God's justice. Moses confirmed his innocence and prayed that God would not accept the offerings of Korah and those joining in the rebellion. So we're not always going to be in the right, and certainly we have to check our hearts. But when we are innocent of a charge, our appeal is for two things. First, we call for God's justice. As a just judge, we ask God to demonstrate a verdict that shows his righteousness and our uprightness in the matter. And second, we ask God to consider his reputation. That's what the prophet Joel did when he prayed, "Spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, 'Where is their God?'" That's Joel 2:17. People may say that God is unwilling or unable to help. God is God. Sometimes his ways and timing are not completely understood. They're not what we would want to happen. But even when we might not feel vindicated in real time, we will eventually, because what others meant for evil, God, in his timing, can turn it all for good. So here are a couple talking points. If you've been falsely accused, follow Moses' example by declaring your innocence before God. Ask him to help you see your heart, your motives, and your emotions clearly. And then secondly, plead for God's justice and his reputation as Joel did. Ask God to open your eyes and see all that he is teaching you as you submit to his ways and timing. So Father, in this life, we're going to be falsely accused. Help us to control our anger and desire for revenge. As we plead for help based on your justice and reputation, help us allow you to work in your way and in your timing. We submit our hearts to you today as we continue to talk to you. In Jesus' name, amen.